Aquaculture firms are developing fish that are resistant to disease, consume low-cost diets, and grow faster. Massachusetts-based AquaBounty Technologies took part of the genetic code from a fish called the ocean pout and added it to the Atlantic salmon. The ocean pout's genetic material acts as a kind of switch that turns on the salmon's growth regulators. Joe McGonigal is with AquaBounty. He says the result is a salmon that grows twice as fast as other farmed salmon.
Get more heart-healthy omega-3 protein onto the market at a lower price. You can produce the fish more quickly, you can use fewer resources, and you can manage your water quality and your fish health in a much better way than under current conditions.
But critics are concerned about the environmental impact on native fish populations if genetically modified fish were to escape into the wild. For the GLRC, I'm Nancy Cohen.